Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Alexander Pyles of the Daily Record. Alexander, as always, we have news on the gambling front, even though the major news is behind us. It's actually not behind us, is it? We have National Harbor ahead of us.
Yeah.
But the current news is the effort, the third or fourth, to get things going at Rocky Gap in Western Maryland, where some people believe that they can see a profit from operating out west.
So this is a group called Lakes Entertainment from Minnesota, and they've run a couple of other casinos elsewhere, but they won the bid last spring to run Rocky Gap Casino. And it was 2008 when the bids started to go out, or when requests for bids went out. Nobody ended up bidding. The legislature had to go and change the tax rate to get people to come and actually bid on this thing.
Lower it.
So it was 67% on slots, went down to 50%. So Lakes Entertainment created a subsidiary, Evitts Resort LLC, and they're actually going to open up their casino at Rocky Gap at the end of next month. On May 22nd is the target.
Is table games the answer? Is that why they think they can make it go?
I don't know. See, Evitts won the bid. They won the license, but it has not been smooth sailing since then. Evitts originally had planned to build an addition where the casino was going to be. They couldn't get a bank loan in order to do it. So instead, they are retrofitting conference space and putting about half the number of slot machines they originally intended into the conference room, in addition to about 10 table games. They're building new conference space. It's supposed to be up and open in November, and that was actually a condition that the legislature put on it, because remember, Rocky Gap was built by the state in 1998 as a conference and vacation center. You could just never make any money. They covered operating expenses, but they could never pay off the debt.
Maybe this is the piece that will make the financial chemistry work.
That's what the Evitts people are hoping. I mean, they're actually going to open this casino and let it run 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, which means you have to pay people to watch it run 24 hours and 7 days a week. They think they can make some money off of it.
When do they think they'll be in operation?
State regulators have to go through and see that everything is working properly on May 20th. Assuming that goes well, May 22nd, we're up and running.
The timing is good. You know, if the idea is that you get this advantageous chemistry from people that want to go out there and spend a few nights, it's actually a nice drive out there. It's just a long drive out there.
It's very remote, but you're right. It's beautiful. They just haven't been able to generate the excitement. You know, these owners seem to think that this is going to be the missing piece. And, you know, the state, frankly, is just glad it's not on their hands anymore. Something like $60 million in taxpayer money lost.
It's not on their hands. It's owned by this new group.
It's being leased.
I see.
And it's a long-term lease.
Leased from us, though, right?
That's right.
Well, I'm sure the original promoters of the idea, including former House Speaker Casper Taylor, have sold other members of the Assembly that this is a great idea to be of value in this really sort of disadvantaged economically part of the state. So we'll see what happens.
Western Maryland lawmakers are glad about it. It's 250 people getting hired, supposedly, by this casino.
Well, we'll see. Okay. Alexander, thanks very much.
Thanks.
For Alexander Pyles, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.